Governor Scott has declared a public health emergency in four counties where the Zika virus has shown up. The counties are Miami-Dade, Hillsborough, Lee, and Santa Rosa. Likewise, the World Health Organization is now calling Zika a worldwide public health emergency. The Zika virus, just like chikungunya and dengue, is primarily spread by mosquitoes. And as Abe Abaraya with Health News Florida reports, that's when mosquito control swings into action.
We're standing outside of a used tire shop off Orange Blossom Trail in Orlando. There are racks and racks of tires exposed to the weather. A field inspector walks up to a tire that's collected rainwater. He uses a dipper, basically a cup at the end of a long stick, to get a sample.
So we see that the field inspector is taking water samples out of the tire and looking for mosquito larvae.
And we have some right here.
Oh yeah, you can see them kind of floating around in there.
Mosquito Control's Kelly Deutsch peers into the dipper. The little black mosquito larvae wriggle around in the cup. They look like tiny tadpoles. Deutsch says there are two breeds of mosquitoes that can transmit the Zika virus, the Asian tiger mosquito and the yellow fever mosquito. It's almost a guarantee that the larvae we're looking at are one of these two breeds. That's because they love man-made structures. Tires, flower pots, garbage cans, anything that can hold water in your backyard. Mosquito Control's Amador Rodriguez takes another sample.
Oh, yep, that one's got it too.
Wiggling.
So what do you guys do now that you've found the larvae?
Treat it. Put a material there just to kill the larva.
This is the bread and butter of mosquito control all across Florida. Not men in masks dusting the landscape with fog or a cloud behind a slow-moving truck. Those measures are the last line of defense to kill adult mosquitoes. Going after the larvae before they can transmit Zika, that's a better approach. The field work at the tire shop is done, which brings us to Orange County's Mosquito Control headquarters, and yes, that's a real thing. The county's health services department spends $2 million a year on mosquito control, and workers inspected 29,000 potential sites last year. Orange County has extra risk factors for Zika. One, the tourism industry brought in nearly 2 million visitors from South America in 2014, where nine countries have active Zika transmissions. But Central Florida is also home to large populations that have family in countries like Puerto Rico and Haiti. The worry is someone may spend a few weeks in a country with Zika and bring it back.
My opinion is yes, we'll see it. We see it with dengue, we see it with chikungunya, we see it with all these others. I think it'll happen.
That's Dr. Christopher Hunter, director of Orange County's Health Services Department. Dengue, chikungunya, and Zika are all spread by the same mosquitoes, and those mosquitoes live in Florida year-round.
Many of these are viruses that don't have specific treatments. So the best way that we can avoid people getting or becoming ill is actually controlling the vector, controlling the mosquito.
Hunter says there's a level of personal responsibility when it comes to the two breeds of mosquitoes that can spread Zika. People need to look for standing water on their property.
These mosquitoes do not travel far from where they breed. So if you have them in your yard or around where you live, they're almost certainly breeding nearby. And unfortunately, even if we had 100 times the number of mosquito control officers, we wouldn't be able to get to everyone's property and dump the standing water, which is really the most important thing.
If the Florida Department of Health detects a locally acquired case of Zika, the mosquito control crew would head out to the neighborhood and start knocking on doors. They're looking for the mosquitoes and the standing water they love. For Health News Florida, I'm Abe Abaraya in Orlando.